Well, I should respond to him. I'm walking down along Weymouth Seafront on Saturday morning in front of the Victoria Clock, and I see there's some form of a protest going on, and I believe it's about the proposed Labour inheritance tax. And I'm talking to this gentleman who's a farmer, I take it?
Yeah, farmer from West Dorset in the Bridport area.
What's your name, sir?
James Bowditch.
James, can you tell me, what exactly is your argument with the proposed inheritance tax?
Yeah, the inheritance tax has been brought in on us with no consultation, and farmers that have been told later in life to hang on to their ground and not pass it on to the next generation are going to get caught. If they die in the next 7 years, they won't be able to pass it on to their family tax-free like they always have done. But yeah, we're not tax dodgers. They're not being given the right amount of time to do it. So yeah, they're preying upon this elder farmer that hasn't been able to pass it down to the next generation in good time, and they're going to get caught with a huge inheritance tax bill.
And what would you say to the people who say, well, I've got to pay inheritance tax on my property, why should farmers be any different?
So it's not your property, it's your business as well. So farming, where we've had to become more efficient, we've had to have more cows, more acres, more investment, and it's a business. So it's not just the farming business, all businesses across the country are going to get absolutely, if you don't pass it on within 7 years, you are going to be in trouble. So normal businesses know to get well prepared. Once you go past 50, coming up to retirement, you're going to move it on to the next generation. We have not been given enough time to do that. The laws needed changing, but you can't just change the laws overnight. You've got to give time. And what's going to happen? It's going to be a threat to your cost of living. Your food in the shops is just not going to be produced in this country. So we're going to be completely over-reliant on stuff coming from abroad. If food becomes short, you will pay through the nose. And we will just have lost all ability to feed ourselves on this country.
Right, you see yourself really as custodians of the countryside, I suppose. That's one way of explaining it.
Yeah. And for me, I don't look at the farm as mine. I look at the farm as I'm going to pass it on to my daughter or my son in a lot better place than I found it. And that's all I'm interested in. But if we have to keep selling 20% each time it goes down the generations, the farm is not going to become viable. So you're going to carve up all these farms. They're going to be bought by people who have no interest in producing food and that are just going to speculate in it. And that deems to, I want to offer the Labour government a different option to the 20% inheritance tax. We understand all the public services have got to be paid for, and our national health and everything that everyone is so reliant on. We're proud of that, and we want farming to be profitable enough to provide the taxes for society. But going after us, reducing our farms by 20% each generation, is going to spiral us down to not being able to produce the food and the income and then the profit to be a good tax citizen.
I've heard it described as you wouldn't go to a mechanic at the end of his career and start taking his tools off him so he couldn't give them to his son. That is basically a parallel of what they're asking you to do.
Yeah, and that's the sad economics, that a mechanic can produce as much income profit as a farmer does, that a mechanic is on the same level as me. But what does he need? He needs about £5,000 worth of tools in his van to be a mechanic. My assets are like millions to create the same amount of profit, and that is where the return on our investment is peanuts. So we need a better return that the supermarkets have got to understand, that the government, they're either going to get their tax out the super profits that Tesco's are making at the moment on the back of us by paying us.
The supermarkets are available.
That's very true, but I am a Tesco supplier, and they pay me the average cost of production.
Yeah.
They take our books and they look at our average cost of production. So half of their farmers that supply them producing less than what it costs to make, and only the really efficient ones and the ones that aren't investing for the future are the ones their cost of production is low enough to actually make some money to allow us to have even a hound's chance of trying to pay this inheritance tax off. So as soon as we then have to divert all our profits to pay the inheritance tax off, we're not going to make our businesses better. just going to spiral into decline. And for me, I've got a son who's 13.
Yeah.
Am I encouraging him to want to come and do what I do if we're going to get everything that we've worked so hard for took away from us? And that's very sad. When you get up in the morning, that's one of the main things that drives you. Farmers are naughty for not using the word profit. Any business has to turn a profit or it won't be there. And if you take in all your government support away and encouraging us not to farm by growing wildflowers and the like, it's very hard for a decent profit to be made to allow a business to be sustainable. And in the end, sustainability is what it is. We've got 5 years to get to this net zero, that farming holds a big key for supermarkets to get to where they want to be. And we're on a good, farmers want to be more efficient. And yeah, we don't want to use soya from South America that cuts down the rainforest. We want to reduce our amount of fossil fuels, reduce our amount of fertilizer that we use, because that in the end is our inputs. We want to use less, not more.
How do you feel about people like Jeremy Clarkson, who buy farms basically as a tax dodge?
Clarkson has probably been the best PR exercise ever for in my generation of farming. But yes, he's first to admit he bought his farm because of the inheritance tax laws. And Dyson and the likes locking up all their wealth in land is a problem, and that's what spiraled the land up. And land price going up doesn't help farming families at all. So it's protecting it. We've got to come to a system. And my proposal to the government is, if they want their 570 million quid out of farming every year, that's actually peanuts in the grand scheme of things, but they want to nail, like they say they only want to nail 70 farming families a year on this law, but 75% of us are going to get affected by this, and that's what they don't publicise. And that's why the whole consultation process needs to be looked at again. But going back to your Dysons and the likes, rollover relief, why can't, so people who sell a building site, farming land increases its value by 10 times for, if you get, so the duchy have done rather well out of it over the years around Dorchester and whatever, that is the person that should be taxed. And of course these big companies, they haven't got to worry about inheritance tax. They just pay their corporate tax and that's fine. But we're paying our national insurance, we're paying our income tax, and then the inheritance tax. It's just like, you can only flog a dead horse so many times, and they're flogging the wrong horse. And it's surely the point of where someone makes a stupid amount of money on some property ground, and then they go out and outbid all the other local farmers buying all the fields away in the rural areas.
Yeah.
That is the point of which to tax them. And surely can't we find 570 million a year from the rollover relief out of people making superhuman profit? That is the place to go targeting, not the poor family farmer who only makes 25 grand a year.
Well, thanks a lot, James. I think you've made your point. Idris Martin for Keep 106.
Cheers.